Musician Kelsey Liu remembers meeting her first cello. She was taking violin lessons at the time and couldn't stop looking over at the instrument propped up in the corner.
Watching cellists play, I was into the physicality of it, of them wrapping their bodies around and like swaying with it. As soon as I like laid it onto my chest and I started playing and I could feel, like actually feel the vibration, I fell in love.
Liu was raised in North Carolina as a Jehovah's Witness. When she was 18, she broke with her religion and left home to study cello. On her debut album, Blood, she explores those decisions. She started by writing about the people she left behind, her parents, in the song Rebel.
A lot of my parents' life were kind of revealed to me later on in my own life. And in the making of this record, I feel I was doing a lot of reflecting on home and on my relationship with them and the life that your parents live before they're your parents.
Rebel was your middle name when you were a young girl.
And what's the story about how your parents met?
Well, they met in art school in Charlotte.
In the 60s. Black boots, mini skirt, long curls. Then when you went to art school.
And my mom would go and see him play. He was in a jazz funk band called Fungus Blues. And
Fungus Blues.
And they fell in love. And, you know, my dad, he was trying to find another way of living other than the one that he was in.
Hustle was your middle name when you were a young man.
What was it about his current way of living at the time that was dissatisfying?
Well, he was in the band, but he was also selling drugs, and then he got caught for them, and he got a knock on the door, and they were Jehovah's Witnesses. And so he started studying with them. And then my mom, by osmosis, started studying with them too. And that's kind of how they moved over into that world.
Oh, so faith kind of helped clean up your dad's life.
Yeah, it did. And when I left, I was so angry at them because I didn't understand. And it wasn't until many years later for me to be able to see where they're coming from.
Don't you really, really change, change?
It feels like the song Rebel is a little bit about you too.
Yeah.
Why did you feel like you had to physically leave your family?
I was making decisions in my life that went against everything that I was raised to believe.
Like what? What kind of decisions?
Specifically, religion. Mm-hmm. The religion that I was raised in, and I was disagreeing with it heavily. It was my whole world and everything that I was taught.
Did they understand? Even though it was painful, did they understand why you had to make that decision to break away?
I think that they're at peace with it now. And we're at peace with each other. But that took, you know, that took a lot of time.
So we've already talked a bit about how the cello is this character in your life, and I want to talk about how it functions throughout this album. Let's listen to the song Poor Fake. So So cello, you know, it isn't an instrument I think of playing a huge role in pop songs, but mm-hmm. but it does play a huge role in this song and throughout other songs in the album.
Yeah.
That was really deliberate.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, well, cello is my main squeeze.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. Quite literally. But yeah, I mean, it's like it's usually my go-to in writing, and it's just naturally such a part of everything. And then in making that song, disco, it's like, disco, what do you think of disco? Like strings. Strings are all up in and around disco. Heavy, heavy, heavy.
What's this song about, Poor Fake?
I think it's about kind of looking deeper into something that on the surface seem so authentic and so real. But then as you get closer to it, you start to see what it's really made of.
When I listen to you talk, I feel like the worst possible, the most hurtful insult someone could ever fling at you is, you're not authentic.
And she falls to the ground and she curls into a ball. And
what is it about authenticity that, if it were lacking, it's mortally wounding for you?
I mean, if you're telling someone they're not authentic, then what are you saying? I guess you could say the opposite of authenticity is, I don't want to just say fake, because there's another word.
You're not being true to yourself.
Yeah. Not being true to yourself. I mean, that's scary. That's a scary thought, because if you aren't being true to yourself, then you're being true to something and someone or somebody else's ideas of who you are or who you should be. And that's frightening.
Worship the ground that you walked on below your pedestal.
Kelsey Liu's debut album, it's called Blood. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'll outgrow. Do I stop headed on this road? Do I just cruise as far as I can go?